Once again, I'm Lucas McFadden. Jessica Threed is with me this morning. She's my co-host. Jessica is from Lancaster County. And Jessica, besides you, royalty has now walked the studio.
She did.
We have Miss Ava Cooper joining us. She is Miss South Carolina Volunteer. And good morning to you, Ava.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So I met Ava a couple of weeks ago when we were judging another beauty pageant, The Spirit of Joy, and had a great time just kind of talking with each other and learning more about the pageant circuit. And you were telling me that you were Miss South Carolina Volunteer. And I said, well, that's a new one. I'm used to Miss South Carolina and Miss South Carolina USA and Mrs. South Carolina.
Yes.
But this is an interesting one. So kind of give us the background about Miss South Carolina Volunteer.
So the Miss Volunteer America organization is a newer one. This will be the fifth national title that they're giving out this year. And so as Miss South Carolina Volunteer, I do all sorts of things. I'm a state ambassador for the Salvation Army and St. Jude, which are our two national partners. And I also have my own service initiative called Mind Over Metal, Empowering Athletes Beyond the Podium, because I am a Division I athlete myself. I do track and field at Wofford College. And I advocate for mental health and athletics through what I've gone through my own journey. And I try to enlighten others on what athletes really go through and just promote positive health in that way.
Can we just give you the national crown today? My gosh. Holy smoke. So the volunteer aspect of it, you mentioned St. Jude and Salvation Army. So is there a volunteer aspect that you want to encourage other folks to get involved with those two initiatives or those two organizations, as well as anything else in their own community?
So yes, there are so many ways that you can get involved with volunteering, especially at the Salvation Army. I simply reach out to any Salvation Army. If I'm in a different city in South Carolina and they could always use the help, whether it's packaging food boxes or distributing food boxes, sorting out food pantries, serving meals to women and children in need, there are so many different ways to get involved. And then also with St. Jude, they're also always looking for volunteers and also raising money. So I'm currently at just over $3,000 mark for my year, and $5,000 is my goal. I have 12 days left to fundraise. And so I'm kicking off a 12 days of St. Jude fundraiser where I'm asking people to just give up their cup of coffee for the day and donate $5 through my fundraising link. And so if you're interested, you could go to my Instagram page. It's at Miss SCVOL. And then the fundraising link is in my bio if you feel led to donate.
Oh, get out there and donate. Let's get her to 5,000.
Absolutely. She's going to represent the Palmetto State on the national stage. The national competition is when?
It's, I leave June 11th, but the actual days of competition, I have private interview on the 16th, and then preliminaries are the 17th through the 19th, and then finals night is the 20th.
Okay.
Well, and what other areas of competition? So you have interview is?
Interview is private. It's a 10-minute long interview with the judges, and then Wednesday night, I will compete in evening gown, and then Thursday, I will do talent, and Friday, I'll do swimsuit. And then finals night, the top 16, do it all again. So let's hope I can do it all again.
Yes.
I mean, again, Ava, you're very impressive, and I've met you again. I spent one evening with you and was like blown away, not only just how you carry yourself, but that you are a college athlete here in South Carolina at Wofford College, which is no easy feat. So share us more of your journey there. And then again, how you're using your platform, your crown in that sash, to really help student athletes like yourself.
So I think my story is very interesting because I started my pageant journey in the Miss South Carolina Volunteer Organization. I joined after my freshman year in college. And so I've always been an athlete my whole life, but I'm always constantly trying new things. And so I didn't want to leave my college career and become an adult in the real world without trying pageantry. And so I jumped right on in head first. And I'm trying to just promote other young girls to know that if I can do it, they can do it. And I feel like there's often a barrier between athletes and pageantry. And so I'm trying to break that barrier down and say, you're not confined to one arena of your life. You can do anything you set your mind to. That's exactly what I'm trying to promote through my service initiative.
You make a good point, right? Because we want to put everyone in one box or one lane. You can only do pageants. You can't do anything else. Or you can only be an athlete. You can't do anything. You can only be a singer and that's it. We want to diversify our portfolio, right?
Yes, that's
exactly right.
I love this. So this is your first experience, or this pageant is your first experience in pageantry. It's like looking in a
in a time machine and going back in time. Yes, I did the same. I was an athlete, and I was never a pageant girl until right as I got out of high school. So,
wow, that's awesome.
It's like looking at a mirror.
Look at it. I love it.
What makes me want to go home and find my crown?
Do it, please, Jessica. I would love to see that. Ava, why did you want to go to this route, to Jessica's point, versus maybe Miss America, USA? Mm-hmm. What was it about this one that you were like, this is more my speed than some of those other pageants?
Mm-hmm. I think I've always had a heart for service. Yeah. And so when I found out that the national partners were the Salvation Army and St. Jude, I knew I wanted to get involved immediately. And then I competed in the pageant the first year, and I got third runner-up, and I just knew that this was where I belonged. And so I decided I was going to give it my all, work hard for a year, and then I went back and I won.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Perfect. Well, what you are proving, and maybe to these young ladies, sometimes you don't get it the first time, right? Sometimes you don't win the race every single time. Sometimes you don't nail the audition, but you keep going back, and after time, you grow each time. And I think sometimes society rewards folks who continue to give it their all and come back better and stronger. And you take feedback, right? I mean, you're taking feedback from what people tell you along those lines. All right, walk me through this as well. So at Wofford, when you are a track star, correct?
Yes.
What do you run? What's your distance of choice? And how good are you?
I love that. So I do high jump, long jump, and triple jump. I actually started my freshman year as a multi, which means I competed in the pentathlon. And I absolutely hated it because I had to run hurdles and throw shot put and run the 800 meter. And I just was like, the only other two events I liked were high jump and long jump. So I told my coach, I said, if I could focus on high jump for the next 2 weeks leading up to our conference championship, I will score in that event and I will do great things. And he said, he shook my hand and said, it's a deal. And so I did it, and I got a personal record. I broke the freshman record at Wofford.
Awesome.
And so my name's now in the record books, and ever since, I've just been pushing and working. I got a new PR this year. I've jumped 5 feet 4 inches in high jump, which was just something I never thought that I would be able to do. And so it's just really amazing.
And how tall are you? Because you are tall. Mm-hmm. I know people watching you are seeing you. You're at a seated position, but you are tall.
Yes, I'm 5'9".
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. You know what
she
I love about that?
She can almost jump her height.
Totally. Yeah, that's a good point. Your height. You went to your coach and you said, I'm going to prove you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to prove to you that I can do this. Mm-hmm. Not, will you give me the opportunity? I mean, you kind of did that. Mm-hmm. But you said, I'm going to do it with the confidence. Whether you knew you had the confidence or not, you did it with confidence. And then it just proved that you could do it. And that's really remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
So Ava, anytime when we have anyone in the studio that's wearing a crown and a sash, we always do like to ask, what do you say to the naysayers, right? Those that say, especially women are harder on women. Why on earth in today's time do you want to go on stage and be judged and have people judge you when in society all we're doing is judging each other? But how do you combat that? What do you say to that to encourage other young ladies to enter the pageant world?
I think the first thing that I would say is that you never know until you try it. And so mine was a complete leap of faith, and I've seen how much it changed my life. And so in 2022, my sister got married, and I had to give a speech at the wedding. And I was shaking, holding the microphone. I never looked up the entire time. It was probably a minute-long speech, too, and it was just absolutely terrifying. But then ever since I joined the pageantry world, I can talk to anyone. I never could have done this news interview right now, but it's all those lessons that you learn and the confidence that you grow in yourself that is the entire point of pageantry empowerment. We have our 5 points to the crown, which stand for service, education, responsibility, volunteerism, and empowerment. And so that's really what the Miss Volunteer America organization stands for and teaches young women.
I mean,
and
my
I think
goodness.
In general, people just they think they know pageants, but there's so much more behind the scenes. Like these women are
doing it.
Yeah. And they're making a difference. Like I know this one. You said you have your own organization.
My service initiative.
Yes, service initiative. Mm-hmm. So that's yours. Is that like you have that? So you work with the St. Jude and the Salvation Army.
Yes.
But then you have that as well.
Yes.
So. You know, just it's just so much impact to be made and
teaching.
Amen
to that. Well, Ava Cooper is her name. She is Miss South Carolina Volunteer. She will compete on the national stage in a couple of weeks representing the Palmetto State. Ava, I mean, truly, what a gift you are to the state of South Carolina. We're so proud of you. I don't know what the national competition holds, but my goodness, if you continue to do what you do here, I don't know how on earth they don't give you the crown right then and there.
I'm going to be checking it out online.
But I know they've got other impressive ladies out there, too. Yes. We can follow along. We just need to go to the national platform's website.
Okay. So if you go to missvolunteeramerica.net, you can live stream the pageant for free.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. All right. What's your talent?
I dance.
Great. You should have done the long jump on stage.
People always tell me that, and I'm like, that would be so embarrassing.
Miss Congeniality when she had to change her. You know, you've seen that movie? I'm sure you have.
Yeah, she has to do the water.
She had to change it, but then she had to do the self-defense.
That's exactly a good point. That'd be great. Well, you'll be fantastic. Thank you so much for being such a great ambassador for South Carolina. The sky's the limit. You'll be fantastic. And what year are you at Wofford?
I'm a rising senior.
So you'll graduate next year?
Yes.
2027. And then what does the future hold for you after that? What do you want
to
do?
I want to go to the Carolinas College and pursue a medical laboratory science program and become a scientist.
Oh.
Yes.
Pretty and smart.
Brains and brawn. No kidding. Oh, my goodness. Boy, what a deadly combination. Well, thank you again so much for representing South Carolina, Ava. We're so happy for you.
Thank you so much for having me.